really a kaporet or an avera. It's not spirit like tahara in the mikveh. The Gemara in the end of the first person priest gives a marshal. If a person shomeh and goes into the mikveh, to the shvim, and the mikveh is mitahir, to hear the Gemara hatahara is accomplished by the akrovat akrobon. That's why the Gemara has a din in the Dorim on the Flamenheim base, that Hakol Tzichim Da'at Chutzim Chutzim Kaporet, that when you bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash, Achatos, Ashlamim, or any korban in the world, the korban has to be korei Midas Bala korban, with the approval, with the consent, with the knowledge of the one on whose behalf the korban is being offered. Let's say, I want to volunteer a korban, I'm not sure he's kapur by chaveru. Imagine if I'm not sure he's kapur by chaveru. But the more learns that from Sukkim that such an institution exists. I can imagine a korban on your behalf. But the more says that it's not. So let's say, I know you're Mahal Shabbat B'Shogay. So I'll be magnus the korban and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kohen, and they'll do the whole avodah, and I won't even tell you. Then they'll send you a letter. A korban has been offered on your behalf, and now you are putter from bringing the korban chatzis. So that's not acceptable. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. That nidas of the Baal HaKorban, the one on whose behalf the korban is offered, in order that he should be yaitzi with that korban. The Gemara in Perchen has details about that din. Sometimes you say, Zochel Yodim Shloi Befana. Sometimes it's a fake. I'm doing you a favor. I come to the Beis HaMikdash and I tell them that I know your wife had a baby and it's expensive and I'll bring you a carbon on her behalf and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says sometimes you can say Zachar Yom Shalai Befana. The Gemara has details which part is the Shkia. When you say Zachar Yom Shalai Befana, when do you not say? But the Yikir Adin, you really need that both B'Shas HaKdoshe and B'Shas HaKrovet. When I'm Magdash on your behalf and when the Kohani do the Avoid on your behalf. Unless you can sometimes say that the Suganech, unless you can sometimes declare that it's Zafar on the front of it, it's understood, it's self-understood, and it's assumed that you would certainly have wanted it to be done for you, so then it's often substitutes for the Da'at. But Migradin, you always need Da'at. And the Gemara in the Dorm says that there are exceptions to the rule, namely, the Mechusri Kapar. Mechusri Kapar, you don't need Da'at at all. Rather, the case that I gave is the exception to the rule. The woman who had the baby. The woman has a baby, so there, she starts with Tazria, so the fact that she has to bring korbanos, that's in order to serve as the Gemara HaTahara. So the Gemara says those korbanos can be offered, even Shaloi Midaito. And the same over here, the Mitzayra. The korbanos can be offered even if the person is not aware at all. Can't be offered Megamre Shlamidat, because part of what's going on is that the Kohen takes the Dam HaOsham, and he puts it up in a part of them about why you have high money, but why not high money? So let's say it's a fairy tale to the son. Let's say the person who's coming is a little tiny baby, a week old. The baby doesn't know what's going on with love, with no doubt. The love by doubt, like Gamma, a love by doubt. Not a child who's 10 years old and he's not a couple of years to the bar mitzvah and he understands he has faith or he doesn't have doubt. No. Mama's a little baby. Chere, Shaita, Kotten doesn't know the chlal what's going on. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that you can bring korbanos on behalf of such a Mitzayro also, because the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Kretas, gives a mashal to this, to understand what the Hakrabat HaKarbonot and the Mechuzi Kafar is like. It's like filling a mikveh. So let's say somebody's tomei, and he falls into the river. And the boat sinks, and he falls in, and he's almost drowning, and then he pulls his way out. And it turns out that he's a disciple in a kosher mikveh. When somebody pushes him into a mikveh, he screams he doesn't want it, and they say they're going to be mitaring him, and he screams he doesn't want the tahara bal kocha. So then it doesn't matter. He can get a tahara bal kocha also. So the Gemara says that similarly, just like tefillah in the mikveh is mitahir without da'as, the machlokes in the Gemara fully. Whether tefillah in the mikveh needs da'as. The Gemara makes it tell him, say machlokes hatanai, whether shchita needs kavana. Machlokes hatanai, whether shchita needs kavana. We pass like Rav Nosson that shchita ain't a tzicha kavana. And the Mele we talk like Rav Nosson that the tefillah in the mikveh is also in the tzicha kavana. The Chumash is the Rabbanon, that the person wants to be terrible for the purpose of eating truma, or eating korbanos, or being engaged in poraduma. But then initially in Chagigin, the third parak in Chagigin, Parak Chaim Bakodesh mentions that there is a Chumash in the Rabbanon that there the tefillah in the mikveh would need kavana. And even if you add kavana, you were table in the mikveh intending to eat truma, and then you decide you want to eat kavana, so the Mishnah says that's not sufficient. You have to add kavana l'shem kavana. If you add kavana, you table l'shem kavana, but you didn't plan to be oisik in Yoni Paraduma in the near future, and then they called upon you that you should be involved in Paraduma, the Mishnah says you have to be table again. Now all of that is all with the Rabbanah, that you have to have kavana when you table. Mishnah Beis says, let's say a person had the intended, he was memuna on one carbon pesach, and either carbon pesach has to be memunuyo. So let's say he was memuna on one carbon pesach, and then he changed his mind before the shechita, he switched. He can keep on switching until the shechita. After the shechita, he can switch. So let's say he switches to a different group, and a different group, different group. So let's say, and then finally, by the time the shechita carbon pesach, he finally decides this group of friends, family, friends, relatives, whatever, is going to eat the carbon pesach with that group. So let's say originally he was tevel in a mikveh, a daita, to eat the carbon pesach with group A. And then he switches and he switches, finally he turns out group Z, switched 26 times. So he finally decided to eat with group Z. So the Mishnah says, does he have to be tevel again? So it's the same carbon pesach. It's the same mitzvah of carbon pesach, but it's a different behemoth. He planned to eat this behemoth with that group, and it turns out he's going to eat a different behemoth with a different group, but it's still for the same mitzvah. So the Mishnah Beitzer writes that there was a practice, apparently, that people would be tevel again, based on the Mishnah Chagiga. The Zman Abayi used to be tevel again, because you have to have kavana, you have to have tevilah with a kavana for the purpose of kachim and the rabbanon, you have to have kavana for that specific chabur. So the Mishnah says that that's only a chumrah, that's not a rol medina, that's a private personal chumrah that people had in Midas Chassidus. As such a tefillah you would be permitted to do on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Even if the Shammai holds that an Adam Tomei is not permitted to be tevel on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But as that tefillah is just meaningless, it's not a tefillah in Atar, it's not needed in the Rabbanon. So that you're allowed to do. The chabura la chabura, that's how Rashi knows. To be tevel on the chabura la chabura, that you're allowed to do. So again, to hear the Torah gives you all of the dinim of the karbonis b'chutzri kapara of the mitzvah. That the mitzvah has to bring these three karbonis, an unusual set of karbonis. It's very unclear. It says he has to bring two chlosim t'mimi v'chatsha achas v'ashnasa t'mimo. Then it says he takes the kebes v'ikavos aliyosham. It brings the osham, and then it never says from the kevis and the kapsa that are remaining, which one is the chatas and which one is the ola. Pasuk leaves it up to your imagination. Rashi has a good imagination, so he fills it in right away. You can fill it in if you'll remember Vayikra. It says in Vayikra that an ola always has to be a zohar, and a chatas always has to be in a kevah. So it says you have to bring two kvasim and a kapsa. And one kevis is an osham that's taken care of, and then you have left over a kevis and a kapsa. One is a zacha, one is in a kevah. The Rashi figures that he puts two and two together. So it says in Parshas Vayikra that the ola has to be the zacha and the chatas has to be in a kevah. So Rashi figures it out. What's interesting in the Chumash, it never says kapsa achas lachatos. Rashi told it. The Gemara says in the Dor Laman Hey that these korbanos can be brought al bonos of knows of hachtanim even though they're lapin a day at all, because it's korbanos mechutzri kapor. The Gemara has different dinim. The Gemara points out different dinim. These korbanos there are a lot of rules and regulations in korbanos, and these korbanos over here, there are a lot of, every rule has an exception to the rule. Any student in Yeshiva University know we have a million rules on the books, and every rule has a million exceptions to the rule. So here in the Kabbalah of the Mitzvah, everything, it breaks all the rules, breaks all the normal rules. L'mashal, the Mishnah says in the end of Menachas, the Mishnah sums it up in the end of Menachas, so it says, all private Kabbalahs need smicha, except for Korba HaMaisav HaPesach, and Kabbalah Yachid, and Kabbalah Sibur, there are only two or three that need smicha. But normally, the only Karbanos HaYachid need smicha. So the Gemara, where is it? And kol karbanos hatzibur ein behem smicha, except for two, or Reb Shimon holds except for three. Achlokes hatanan. So the Gemara in Zochin, Lamed Gimel, has two lashonos regarding asham mitzvah. Asham mitzvah is a hakadosh yachid. So based on the klal of the Mishnah that we just read, wherever that Mishnah was, it should. Based on the Kabbalah Mishnah, kol kavanas hayachid tumim smicha chutz min apkara ma'isar pesach. Rosh Hashanah should be Klipa, but it doesn't say Mefurish and Mefurish. So the Gemara in Zvachim, Bam and Gimel, has two Lashonos in the Gemara. Whether it does need Smicha, whether the Smicha is the right or wrong, the Rabbanan. Makes a big difference. If it's a big Smicha, the right, then you do Smicha b'chol koichoi, then you lean on the Korban. If the requirement for Smicha is only with the Rabbanan, then you're forbidden to do Smicha b'chol koichoi because it's avoid of the Kachim. That's what we had last year in Beitzel last year. So the Gemara in Beitzel suggests that maybe there's a machlokes b'shana mitzilo where the oilas Chayva needs Smicha. Oilas Mizorba says it's the Ferish and the Chumash. If a person volunteers a Korban Oila, that's the Samach Yod Al Rosh Korbanah. There's a Ferish in the beginning of a Yikro. The opening Stukin. If that goes on Oilas Mizorba, what if there's an Oilas Chayva? A person is obligated to bring a Korban Oila. You have every so often an Oilas Chayva. So the Gemara at one point suggests that that was a Machlokes in B'shara Mitzilo, whether you require Smicha. So Rabbi Kivega there, Nitzil Yin Hashar, as well as in the place of Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayos and Beitzel, pointed out that if that is the case, if that's the correct shot, that oilas chayva is ena tuna smicha min atar and ha-smicha is only the Rabbanon, then you're not permitted to do smicha b'chol koicha because it'll be avoided the kachin. That's how Tosfos points out in the Zohar, Lama Gimel. According to that opinion in the Gemara is anonymous here, two lashonos, one lashon, and Elishna Achlinus, and Lama Gimel, the Gemara has two lashonos where the smicha sasham mitzvah is the right to the Rabbanon. If you always don't read our the places point out the Ramat for Smicha Hashem to Allah the Raisa, the Amin of the Hu, we tell them, Akfu Yadayah, we tell them, have you avoided the Kachim? We tell them, have your hands float on top of the Korban, don't lean on the Korban. So you got that from the Gemara in Chagiga, says Zayin on the basis, says, regarding women. The women are not obligated to do Smicha on the Korban, and the Gemara has a drush in that, but when they saw, but when they saw, but when they saw something, but when they saw something, the opening pasuk in Vayikra, so the Gemara says, but if women want to do smicha to rishus, then achloekes tatanoi. So the Gemara says, that can be a rishus. It's avoided the kachim, you're not permitted to do it. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to be b'chol koichoi. They wouldn't be allowed to do it. You just have to do akufa yadayichus. You have to have your hands float. Akufa yadayichus, have your hands float on top. So right away you have the whole kavanas of the Gemara are exception to the rule. Ain't tzrichem da'at. The Mechus of Kapar is already different. The Gemara hakel tzrichem da'at kus from Mechus of Kapar. Then the Gemara says, it's rachem la'am and gim la'am and it could be that the smicha to the Hashem is there. It is only the Rabban. It could be that it's not their righteous. It's a suffix 2 days in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah has another exception to the rule. There in the end of Menachos, the Mishnah is lists off all the rules. So it says, whenever you bring any korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash, whether korbanos ha-yachid or korbanos ha-tzibur, you have to have nesachim. Again, with a few exceptions to the rule. That's on Tzadik on the day, in Menachos. Kol korbanos ha-tzibur ve-ha-yachid, whether korban tzibur or korban yachid, tunim nesachim, chutz me-hakor v'ha-maisha v'ha-pesach v'ha-chatos v'ha-osham, 5 exceptions to the rule. Korban ha-pesach were exceptions to the rule by smicha. Even though korbanos ha-yachid needs smicha, and here are exceptions to the rule. By Nisachim, that you have to bring Yayin and Nesach in conjunction. There are two types of Nisachim. Sometimes the person is Nisnade Yayin. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. The person wants to volunteer a carbon of only Yayin, consisting of only Yayin. And most of the time, the carbon doesn't consist of only Yayin. The Yayin comes in conjunction that's called the. What do you call it? Sachma Boy Nima carbon. Sachma Boy Nima Zera. So the Mishnah lists off 5 exceptions. Chara Maisa Pesach Chatos Roshem Ella. So here there's an exception on the exception. The Chatos and the Oshem of the Mitzvah state the Ferish that it needs Nesach. The Pesach from today's study that it needs Nesach. Ella Shachatos Shal Mitzvah Vashem Right to Ude in Nesach. It's an exception to the exception. But all the Korbanos need Nesach except the Chatos and the Oshem and except for this Chatos Roshem that it does need. Then many hold that there's another. If you read the Pesach straight, the simple reading of the Pesukim was that there are 3 korbanos that the Messiah has to bring. The first korban of the 3 that he brings is the Oshem, and then later he brings the Chatos and the Oilo. Normally the Mishnah tells us that when you have a Chatos, it says you bring the Helak and the Oilo. The Oilo comes last, that's in Pasuk Chos. The simple reading of the Pasuk is first you bring the Oshem, then you bring the Chatos, and then you bring the oil. Normally the Mishnah says in Zlochim, the Perek Kol HaTavir, there's a little Perek in the end of Zlochim, Kol HaTavir Mechaver, Perek Mechaver, Kol Mekudish Mechaver. So the Mishnah, the Mishnah, it's a series of Mishnah lists off When the Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash and two Balabazim came with Korbanos, which Korban should be matched first? Or when one person comes with a set of Korbanos that consists of a Chatzis and an Oila, Chatzis and a Shlomim, whatever, which one comes first? And the Mishnah clearly says that the Chatzis is Kodemus La'asham. Here, Al Pi Pashtus, this is an exception to the rule. The Menachas Chinuch has a discussion that there's a question whether there is a Tosfos that says that it's not so. Hasidic claims that there's a Tosfos that says that it's not the way it says in the Pasuk. Even though the simple reading of the Pasuk is first comes the Oshan, then comes the Chatzis, then comes the Oilo, when the Hasidic read a Tosfos in Zochem, I think they read, or the Rachas, I remember already, that it's not so, that the order is the normal order, first the Chatzis, and then the Oshan, and then the Oilo. And in the new, brand new Menachas Chinuch, where they have the comments on the bottom of the page, so they point out that other Rachraim say that there is no such Tosfos, that he misread the Tosfos. The filth of whether Menachas Chinuch read the Tosfos right or not. But the Pasuk sounds like it says like that. That first comes the Oshon, the simple reading of the Pasuk. First comes the Oshon, and then comes the Chatzos, and then comes the Yoilo. There's a Gemara in the end of Yuma, in Perek Shnei Sire Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah says, Shnei Sire Yom HaKippurim, Ali Kichosam Ke'echod. The Bez Maglevel has to take the money from the Matzah Shekel money, from the Tumat Alishka money, and have to buy the two Sire Yom HaKippurim at the same time. The Chatzchila, but the end of the Kippurim, the Chatzchila is okay. But the Chatzchila, they should buy them as a set, because they are a set. Zor Lashem, Zor Lazazel. And they have to be shod in the marrow of the Komer, they have to have the same color, the same height, same weight approximately. They should look approximately the same, like a twin carbonate, and then you do the hagrola, and you determine which is Lashem, which is Lazozo. But the Gemara learns this from Sukkim, that it should be shod in that. In that parish, the parish Neitzirei, the Gemara makes a comment that the same phraseology, the same wording that appears by the Neitzirei, Yom HaKippurim, appears over here, by Yom HaShemiyikach Shnei Chvatim Tzminim. The Chafsa Achas Tashnasa Tzimah. The Chafsa Achas in the Kevo, that's the Chatos. And the Shnei Kvasim Tzimimim is the Osham and the Olo. The Osham and the Olo. So the Gemara makes a statement that there has to be Likichosim Ke'echot and have to be Shom and Marav Bekoma, have to be worth the same amount of money and have to be the same weight and the same height and it has to be twins. Shnei Kvasim Tzimimim. And the Rambam left out that Gemara. So that's why I didn't have a whole discussion. Why did the Rambam omit the Gemara? Nobody ever disagreed. So in the talking Gemara Pakeh, why did the Rambam leave out the Gemara? It's a question. Because the Gemara reads the Pasuk, the simple meaning of the Pasuk also. It's an unusual thing. Normally you don't have such a thing. So another exception to the rule, that you need the Kichos and Kerechot. The Minchas Chinuch has a topic regarding the din that I mentioned before, that the Gemara says in the Dorim that the Karbonos Mechutzi Kapora can be Kori Zolidah. HaKol Tzichon Das Kutzi Mechutzi Kapora. So he wants to know here by the Mitzvah, the Gemara doesn't go into the details, he wants to know what's the name by the Mitzvah. He has to bring three Karbonos, he has to bring a Chatos, an Osham, a Chatos, and an Oilo. Which are Ma'akev in the Tahara? So you have to bring all three before he begins to eat Karbonos, before he's permitted to enter into the Azor, because he put him in Tomei, until he brings the Karbonos, he's not permitted to enter the Azor, he's not permitted to eat Kosh. The Tichrum, you don't have, because he put him in permitted. Only at Tzulyom is also Tichrum. But to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or to eat Karbonos, and because he put him still considered Tomei. So how many of the Karbonos are Ma'akev? So the oil of Beshur is not Ma'akev. The Shadow where the Chatzis is Ma'akev. The Oshem is clearly Ma'akev, but the Oshem we do Matan Behoim. That's clearly Ma'akev. Kozman, you didn't do the Oshem, so he's Mechutzi Kippurim is not allowed to enter the Azor, not permitted to eat Kosh. What about the Chatos is a Shailin in Gemara? And the Oilo is the favor, it's not Ma'akev. Mishnah is like that, it's not Ma'akev. Mishnah is in the Glimpse. So the Minhas Chinuch raises the question, maybe the Korban, which is not Ma'akev, doesn't have the status of a Mechutzi Kapara. Maybe that does need that. If you have a little baby who became a Mitzvah, then it became Tohar, and the father wants to bring Korbanos on behalf of his baby, that he should be retiring him, get rid of the tumor completely, be allowed to feed the child Kotshim and bring him into the Azara with him, then maybe all the father can bring are those Korbanos at a market, the Oshim and possibly, maybe yes or no, maybe not the Chatos, depending on whether the Chatos is market or not. So maybe the oil or not. So just because we say these Korbanos are Mechutzi Kapara, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's all it is. It could be that some of them are Mechutzi Kapara, but just the mystery. The Gemara gives such a thing. The Gemara that I mentioned, the last Amud in the first Perek in Kriyas. that in Morris's blood, if a woman has non-babies, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be filled, the woman will be obligated to bring 9 sets of korbanos. The mitzvah, and every pregnancy that she has, she has to, you know, she has twins or triplets, whatever, you have to bring 1 set of korbanos per pregnancy. So what about when they build the Beis HaMikdash, and she'll bring the first set of korbanos, and she'll have another 8 sets to go. So would you say that she's not yet permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, she's not yet permitted to eat korbanos? The Gemara says no. Let that person touch 9 shrotim, and then he goes to mikvah once. They say he has to go to mikvah 9 times. No, he became tummy for 9 different reasons, but he's only tummy. You go to mikvah once, you get rid of all the tumors. So the Gemara says regarding the korbanos of the yoledes, if she brings 1 set of korbanos, she's already tahara. After all, the 9 sets of babies were born. If she brings 1 set of korbanos, she's tahara lagamei, but hashara le'achayla, the other 8 sets are a mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara that there were 2 inyanim in the korbanos of the oledes. One inyan is that it's a korban mechus kippurim, like tefillah in the mikveh, that it completes the tahara. But even after you have completed the tahara, it's still a din that you have to bring in the teres chayla. Even if somehow the tahara was completed because you brought the 1 set of korbanos after all the 9 babies were born, then you still mechuyav to bring the other 8 sets of korbanos. But that's how the Minchas Chinuch tries to dissect over here. He wants to say that whichever korbanos of the Mitzvah are not ma'akev in his Gemara HaTahara, if he's permitted to eat kosher and to enter the Beis HaMikdash without the Yoyla, and according to some Tanoim, even without the chatos is not ma'akev either, so maybe the chatos and the Yoyla are only a mitzvah, the Torah's mitzvah is HaKrova. Maybe it's not the Torah's Mechusim Kapar, but maybe for that you would need that. It's a good svara. Sounds like a very good svara. There's another exception to the rule here, breaks all the rule, another exception to the rule, that you have Hazorah the Etzba, you have Kabbalah Tadam the Yad. Normally Kabbalah Tadam is the Kli. So here by the Hasham and Torah, you have to shecht it in the Hazorah, and you need 2 Kohanim. One kind is, all the stretches his right hand out, and he does Kabbalah Tadam the Kli Shoritz. Plastic is no good, it has to clean Matachas. You have a Kli Matachas, and he's Mekabbalah Tadam, and he's Arakan in his bed. Then another kind is Mekabbalah Tadam in his hand, and he does matan zahaynas, he does put talpinu chaz na haymanis, abon yad amanis, ban rag la haymanis. That coin does kabbalah biyad, and he does hazor biyad. That's a shayla exactly, how does he do the kabbalah biyad? So the, then Haskina points out that there's a problem here. The Rambam says one way, and the Ketz Mishnah quotes, the Tosefta says, b'shei mishfakir. And you don't know exactly what the mark of the Rambam is. The Rambam says he has to do the kabbalah in his right hand, pour all the dam in his left hand, and then do matan etzba. He sticks the finger from the right hand into the dam, he puts an alzboi, the other hamoyes, ban rag la hamoyes, al sinu chosman, and so on. And the Tosefta says not so. The Tosefta says you do kabbalah b'smol. Why should you do kabbalah b'min and then pour it b'smol and then do... Yeah, why the Rambam writes kabbalah b'min? Because if you do an avodah b'smol, there's no good. But we're talking about a thing that's breaking, you're breaking the rules anyway. You can't break all the rules. And who said you can't break all the rules? If the Torah says you break the rules, you break the rules. So that's the question. Where did the Rambam get this from? If the Rambam says you do Kabbalah b'min, when he does the Kabbalah for the matan b'harnes, he does Kabbalah b'yad yimin, then he pours it into the smoke, into his hand, and then he does matan etzba. And then Ketz Mishnah is that the Tosefta says, otherwise you do Kabbalah b'smol, only do matan. The Gemara has in humor that a kol hazor tvi'ah has to dip his finger in every time he does another matana. He has to dip again and dip again. Akol Hazot Tfila is a historical line in the Gemara. There's a story about the Avos Shvuyim. They have, in the literature from the Kufas HaGaonim, there were 4 people who were going on a boat in the Mediterranean for Hachnosat Kala, whatever that means. I wasn't sure exactly what that means. They were going to a wedding by boat, or they were going to collect money for the yeshiva, Hachnosat Kala. Kala means the yeshiva. So the historical question, what it means, that the 4 people who were going, 4 Jewish rabbis, were going to Hachnosas Kala, and then they were, the boat was taken over by pirates, Goyish the pirates, hijackers, and then they realized they're gonna, these guys are worth a lot of money, so they're gonna hold up the Jewish community. But if they'll take all 4 to the same community, how much money can you milk them? So they took them to 4 different communities to hold up, the pirates took them to 4 different communities. And then they sold them, they got ransom money for each one. And it turned out that these 4 guys were great tzigoinim. And these were the people who started Torah in the different communities in Europe and North Africa. I already forgot the whole story. So part of the story goes, this is in the history books, so it's not in the Gemara. So part of the story goes that one of the Avos Shvuyim was Rabbeinu Hananel's father. No, Rabbeinu Hananel, Ben Hushiel, something like that. Ben Hushiel was one of them. And I already forgot wherever he took him and they bought his freedom. So when he was a free man, he was sitting in the Beis Medrash and the rabbi of the community was learning the Mishnayos with the Balabas and whatever the Greenland Chamayr. And he was learning the Din of Gemara and he was learning Yuma and he was learning the Din of HaKol HaZor Tzvilo. That every time he does a HaZor, Yom Kippur also does such a Din, HaKol HaZor Tzvilo. So he said every time he does a HaZor, he has to be Tzvilo in the Mikveh. So the Balabas asked Rabbi, but we just learned the other day, the Gemara counts off. He's table 5 times. He can go to the table 5 times. He does Kiddush Adayin Rav Lam 10 times on Yom Kippur. Each time he puts on Big Nikun and each time he takes off. And there were 5 units of Avodah. So he puts on, he takes off 10 times. So 10 times Kiddush Adayin Rav Lam. And 5 times Tzvilas is. Chomish Tzvilas or Sarah Kiddush and table Makadish can go to Baba Yom. That's 5 times Tzvilas. So they ask him, how can Jack call out those Tzvilas? There are 52 Hazaras. The Gemara reckons out, oh, Machlekes HaFan, how many Hazaras there are? He didn't know the end. There's a good cash. So this guy who was just freed, he raised his hand and he said, the terror. So he said, hey, you really know how to learn. So he resigned his position. He resigned his rabbanah. Visualize such a thing happening. So the rabbi resigned his rabbanah and said, this guy knows how to learn. So they made him the rabbi. And he was the one who introduced Torah into whatever community that was. So that's a famous line, this HaKol HaZor Tzvilo. So look in the history book. To read, I have to look also to refresh myself.
It was Ramosha.
That story was Ramosha Ben Hanoch. And what community was it?
Spain.
Cordova, sounds good. Sounds like Cordova. Spain. Sounds good. The Mishnah lists off, there's another exception to the rule here. The Asham Mitzoyra requires Tnufa Mechayim. You have to pick up this big fat Tehena. It's a heavy thing. Normally tenufa, if you have a chod of a shoyk, you do tenufa. You have a chod of mincha, you do tenufa. Light things, you do tenufa. Bikurim, you do tenufa. You go pick up a big behemoth. So that's, there are a few exceptions to the Mishnah list off. In the end of Menachos, it says you have tenufa on live animals and on, most of the time, on not live animals. When you have another tenufa chai, on the kipsi atzeret, on Shavuos, when you bring the shvei alechem, you have to bring Kipsi Atzeres, two Shalmei Tzibur, Kipsi Shalmei Tzibur, the only Kipsi Shalmei Tzibur you have is Kipsi Atzeres, the two Shlomins. So those two Shlomins need Tenufa Chai together. You're supposed to do the Chatzila Tenufa Chai with the Shtei Alechem on top of them. Here also, the Chatzila, you're supposed to do the Tenufa Chai on the Asham Mitzvah together with the Loik HaShamim. But yeah, the Mishnah says in the Gemara, if you did the Tenufa on the Loik HaShamim separately, and on the Asham Mitzvah separately, but yeah, it would be good. But the Chatzila is supposed to be done together. Who does the tenufa is also a question. Who does the tenufa? The Chumash says that the Kohen does the tenufa. And the Bible doesn't get involved. The Mishnah talks about Bikurim, that they do tenufa together, and it's a question, what about Chatzitza? Is that a problem? Like is the Ramam and Taisus? And the Mishnah talks about Mincha Tzoyta, that she together with the Kohen do tenufa, and he puts his hand under her hand. And the Rishami says, oh, the Kohen's touching the girl's hand on Eishes Tish, what are you doing? Must they put a shmata in between? Must they have tzitzit, can't put a shmata? Must they get an old Kohen? What is an old Kohen? The old has a Yetzahar. Must they have a terutzit? What are you going to do? The Mishnah clearly says, you got to have two people to do the tzrufa. Because the Chumash says like that. Here it just says the Kohen does the tzrufa. So that's really a question. Whether the Balaam are involved in the tzrufa. And if Chatzina quotes a little bit the sources, there's an issue, I think it's also a Rambam and it's against the Tosef, something like that. Because in the Chumash it's unclear, and in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras it doesn't say the same as one way or the other. You look in the Tosef, so you'll discover some more. There's a question what to do with the leftover Dam also. Normally, what do you do when you have Kabbalah Saddam and a plea? When Sharon Kitikuna, Yisrael Allah Muslim, if everything is normal, then you know how to do things normally. If you do Kabbalah Saddam with your right hand in the Klisha race, and then you do Zrika Saddam, so the Dam that's left over, their rules and regulations, where do you do the Shari Hadam? So the Shari Hadam of all Korbanos that are offered on the outside Mizeah is on the Yisrael Dereini. It's the side of the Mizeah that has the Kevah. So you pour it down on the Yisrael, on the bottom. Anolah Hatol Tafnim here is when you walk out of the Hechel, so you bump into the Yisrael, the Sarah Mizeah HaMarobi. So the Mishnah says that he do Shiori Adam Hayeshav HaYisrael Yitmar Rav Yishon Mizbeach Achitza. The Mishnah is Dama Kometa. What do you do over here when he has the Dama in his hand? It's a different position. It's the Chayotim in a Klal. So where do you go Vaisa? The Kohen has the Dama. Either he's been coupled in the right hand forward in the left hand, he's been coupled in the left hand, whatever. Now the Dama is in the left hand. Then he has a Kol HaGot Tzvilam. He doesn't do so many HaGot, he doesn't use up the Dama. So what does he do with the leftover Dama? Doesn't say. But the Minchah Klinik writes, he's not sure whether you pour it, I mean, you say it on the Zbeah Hadroidi, or maybe you should just wash your hand out, and there was an Amo Tamayim that went through the Azara. And maybe he says, just wash your hands off in the Amo, and that's it. He says he's not sure. The Tosefta says the Perish, that you wash it off in the Amo. You don't pour it on the, but the Minchah Klinik didn't know the Tosefta. He raises all the big issues. Klinach always, whenever there's not too much Gemara, then he raises all the big questions. Dinim of Taraz Batim are discussed at length in the Mishnah is the end of Negroim. The first 10 Krof in Negroim is all about Nigei Odom, and then you have one Perik Yudalev we mentioned last week is Nigei Bigodim, and then you have from there on, there's a little bit, there isn't too much left, is about Nigei Batim. One of the Dinim that the Gemara has in the beginning of Sukkah, that's Nigei Tav, about Nigei Batim is that Ein Abayis in Tami Negroim not Shehebo Dalar Al Dalar Amos. Otherwise, it's not called bayis. It has to have a minimum of dollar of dollar. So the one beginning of Sukkah, you learn before Yom Tov, the one beginning of Sukkah, quotes a brisa and a gimel that lists off all of the various dinim of bayis. And a bayis chayv in mezuzah, unless it has dollar of dollar. You're not chayv in makeh, to put a makeh on top of the roof, unless the bayis downstairs has a dollar of dollar. Many dinim, the raisa, the rabbonim, many dinim about this. Regarding the dollar of dollar, the Minchas Chinuch has a bit of a discussion about this. There's a big Eisik in Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch and Achronim. What if it doesn't have? You cannot insert a square of dollar of dollar, but it has 16 square amas in it. Let's say it's a long thin room. Would that have the din of a bias or not from the mezuzah purposes? For a bias a menugah. So there's a Minchata claims that this is a machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh. And others say that there never was such a shayla. Is there such a machlekes? Is there not such a machlekes? A shayla l'alocha, how to pass the machlekes? It boils down as machlekes the taz and the chazanish. Chazanish holds l'alocha that you're not chayv in the zuzah on such a room. The taz holds l'alocha that you are. Shayla and this. There's another big issue regarding Taraz Batim that's very relevant to us. The Pasuk says that the Kohen has to go see that it has the Negev Taraz, it has the kishir and the kolam and everything. He goes out of the house and he closes the door. That's also, Tosfos has a shaila. Tosfos has 2 days. How do you translate the word v'hizgiras habayis? Does he have to close the door? Or do you say he doesn't have to close the door? He declares that the bayis is a bayis hamuzgor. Because the Gemara has in the first Perek in Kulin, the Gemara in other places, in the Dharm discusses, Yachol, maybe the Kohen can walk all the way home, and then the Hizgir is Habayis. Talmud Noimat says, no, the Yotzer HaKohen in Habayis, Al Pesach Habayis. The Tosfos says, yes, if the Kohen is going to go all the way home, so how can he close the door? The Kohen has such a long arm, he lives 5 blocks away, how can he close the door? The Tosfos gives one Perek, he'll tie on a string on the door knob. When he goes home, he'll yank the string and the door will close. And they said, oh, yes, Shlomo. No, he said, the Hizgim means that you close the door. The Hizgim means I declare. I hereby declare that you are, that this bias is Muzgon. Let's say in Parshas Tazria, when it says that there's a Mitzvah Muzgon and a Mitzvah Muchlot. So there is no door. What do you mean a Mitzvah Muzgon? I declare that. The Kohen declares that the guy's a Mitzvah Muzgon. He doesn't close any door on it. So he wrote that Tazria says 2 days. How do you think? Sashayla and then they're right. So the Gemara says the Kohen is supposed to go into the Pesach Habayis, not supposed to go home. So the Gemara Chulin, the first Perek around Daf Yud Aleph, so once the Kohen walks out of the house, he no longer is sure that the Nega has a sheer tigris, but maybe he got small. And if he declares that the bias is tummy, if it no longer has a gris, then his declaration is not valid. He can only declare it as tummy if it really corresponds to the halachas. One of the halachas is it has to have a sheer tigris. But just because they had a sheer tigris 2 minutes ago when he was inside, maybe the sheer shrank. It might derive from this pasuk in the middle of Parshas Matzora, the institution of chazaka, the mishtal of chazaka. This is the source of the din of chazaka in Kol HaTorah Kulo. The fact that you assume that it still has a sheer kigris is based on the principle of chazaka. The Tosfos there has a kasha, a famous kasha, and I think it's Yudah Aleph on the base of the Chumash, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, kasha. There are two types of chazaka. Tosfos doesn't make any fuss about it, but the Sheh Shmaiser has a big arichas about that, based on the Gemara in Perek HaMadir. In the end of Ksubis, there's a Perek HaMadir that has a very difficult, complicated sugya, Kanimsa, Kanhoya, and all kinds of dinim of chazakas. The Tosfos on the top of Yudam and Beis. The Tosfos points out there, two types of chazakas. Sometimes here. This is a Chumash, and I call it the Chumash. Another question is, maybe it just turned to become a Gemara Bava Basra. No, still a chumash. So I assume that it's still a chumash. So that's one kind of chazaka. I walked out of the house, and the nega had a kigris. I assume that it still has a kigris. There's no reason to suspect that it changed. That's a chazaka where there's no reis. Reis means the latest of something. There's no latest of something. But what happens, let's say, there's a mishugim, he keeps on threatening. This is the muscle that I usually give on it. So every day I wake up and I come to yeshiva in the morning assuming that yeshiva was there yesterday when I left in the evening, so yeshiva is still there today. Maybe somebody bombed the building. I don't have to assume anybody bombed the building. But somebody keeps on threatening to bomb the building. The yeshiva keeps on saying he's going to bomb Yeshiva University. I don't have to assume. But I wake up one morning and I hear on the news that an educational institution was bombed in Washington Heights, and I know someone's interested in bombing it. So should I call on the phone before I come, or should I come that day? Shalach HaChazok. Actually, for a quarter, someone should call on the phone. Maybe I'm out of a job. But is there a Chazok? So that's a Chazok with the Reyes. There's a lady who said a school was bombed in Washington Heights, maybe Yeshiva University. So then, if it's still around, I assume that it still is around. I don't know if it's around, but I assume that it's still around. That's called a chazaka with a raise. So that's what Tosfos says. Krakasha, this is the whole source from the whole Chumash from beginning to the end. This is the one and only source of the din that chazaka works. So Tosfos, this is only chazaka without a raise. That's a double pashut. Chazaka works without a raise. If I call it the Chumash, I assume that it didn't change to become Ois Chumash. But how do you know that even a chazaka with a raise, the din still declares that you follow the chazaka? Maybe whenever there's a latest chazaka, maybe there's no din chazaka. The Tosfos makes the whole cheshbon that the pasuk says Yotzah Kohen min Habayis or Pesach Habayis v'Hizkir and so on. Even if it turns out later on that there was a raise, the Torah still says that you follow chazaka. The Tosfos says like this: what if he comes at the end of the week and he sees that the nega shrank? And he doesn't know when it shrank. The nega shrank at the beginning of the week. He sees that it's smaller than the sheer tigris. So maybe it turns out that at the time that he declared it, his tummy was really missing. Tosfos consider that a later philosophic erasure. That's the question. Anyway, this is the marker of the din of chazaka. Pasuk has a din hash. Habol habayis koy mehiz gerot yitmadur. Shecha babayis ichabes ez begodol. Oichol babayis ichabes ez begodol. What do you mean? Oichol babayis ichabes ez begodol. There is no such din. The Chumash writes a din. The Mishnah says it's not true. There is no such din. Hashaykh Abayis also there is no such din. Abol Abayis, if I run in and I run out of the house, I'm Tomek. The Bayis Hamanuka. Hashaykh Abayis, you have to go to sleep in the house. The Gemara says no. If he stays in the house long enough, not only is he Tomek, even the garment that he's wearing are also Tomek. Gemara makes the distinction between a person walks into the Bais HaMenuchah, is he wearing the begadim or is he holding the begadim in his pocket? He has a handkerchief in his pocket and is wearing clothes. If he runs in and he runs out, he was only in the Bais HaMenuchah for half a minute. So he's Tameh and the handkerchief is Tameh. But the begadim that he's wearing, that's all. The begadim that he's wearing, Yechavah says, begadim, that's only if he shoyah ba'bayis kidei achilas pras. If he stays in the house long enough to eat a pras. Pras is a half of a loaf of bread. Half of what loaf of bread? There's a loaf of bread for the purposes of Eruve Kumin, Muslim Shtei Sudas. Wherever I leave my food, that's called my Mokum, and I have my Kum Shabbos around that Mokum. So the Mishnah, you have to leave Muslim Shtei Sudas. How much is Muslim Shtei Sudas? Every Kumin can leave pickles, you can leave mustard, you can leave ketchup, you can leave whatever you want, flesh, cheese, you can leave whatever you want. If you leave, whatever you leave should be the amount of mustard that you need for two meals. The amount of pickles that you would eat in two meals. If you're leaving bread, you have to leave the amount of bread that one would eat in two meals. Whatever the food is that you're leaving for your Erve Kumin, Eruve Chatzeres has to be Dav Ketat. The Eruve Kumin does not have to be Dav Ketat. It's Mishnayis like that. So the Mishnayis and Erevin talk about the Muslim Shtei Sudas, how much is it? That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Whether Muslim Shtei Sudas is 8 basin of bread or 6 basin of bread. The third of the Machlokes is how much is Muslim Sudakas? How much bread does a normal person eat in one meal? Is it 3 basin or is it 4 basin? And it's the Machlokes HaRishonim, how to pass it. And the Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of this. So if you have to eat the matzah, Kazayis Tef Kedei Achilas Prash. You have to eat the Kazayis of matzah within the amount of time that it would take to eat either 3 basin or 4 basin. So that original din of the Tef Kedei Achilas Prash is in this passage. Harichol Babayis Yichabei Tez Begoda. Abol Abayis is Yitma. He's Tomei. Or the begotten that he's carrying, the begotten in his pocket, the handkerchief in his pocket, he has a ring in his pocket, and the ring becomes Tomei right away. But he's wearing the ring, or he's wearing the clothing, then none of that clothing becomes Tomei. Even if Hasinah wanted to make a Kiddush over here, to make a distinction between his underwear and his outer garments, and only it's the underwear that's touching his body, so that spares from Tomei right away. But the outer begotten which are not touching his body will become Tomei right away. So the Chutzan say right, that is just a mistake. Sefirish against Mishnah, I think, against the Tosefta. This is Sefirish. He writes, he's not sure. He writes, Luvin in the Tachina, Mechavroi, the three people may laugh at him, and then in the footnote they laugh. Then it's against the Sefirish and the Perish, but it's not sure. At least you see that he sends himself that it's fluky. He writes by Richard. He writes it up by Richard, because he writes that it's very shaky. He's not sure. He sort of thinks that it's wrong. He has a feeling that it's wrong, but he just wants to air his suffering. So the pasuk says a distinction. That's how the Gemara answers. The pasuk says if he enters the house and is carrying the begadim, is carrying shoes, so they become tummy immediately. If he enters the house and is wearing shoes, and is wearing the socks, and is wearing the ring, and wearing the clothes, and now it becomes tummy, if he shoyah up b'bayis long enough, ha'echol kidei achila, long enough to eat, kidei achilas pras, kidei achilas pras what? So that's what the Gemara says, Kedei Achilas Pras, this is the Gemara beginning of Sukkah, Kedei Achilas Pras, Pas, Chitin, Meisei V'yochol B'lishton. How long would it take to eat a Pras? Pras means you break this loaf of bread in half. Either the loaf of the Mishnah and Erev in Tei Tei. Either the loaf has 8 basin or 6 basin, you break it in half, that's Muslim Sudakas, that's Yochol Babayis. It's the amount of time that it would take to be Yochol Babayis. So he's... So he stays in the house, the amount of time that it would take to eat either 3 or 4 basin of pas chitin, eating it in a relaxed position, meisiv ve'ochol b'lishton, eating it in a reclining position, meisiv ve'ochol b'lishton, and he's dipping it into some salad dressing or something that it should be tasted, not just eating dry bread. It's going to take longer to eat dry bread. He's dipping it into the b'lishton. It's moist, so it can go down its throat a little bit. And that's the question, whether that shear, Kedei Achilas Pras, Pas, Chitin, Meisir, Yochol B'lishton, that shear is the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras and Kol HaTarapumah. When you speak about eating Kazayis Mara, Kedei Achilas Pras, eating Karmtes, Kedei Achilas Pras, eating Matzah, Kedei Achilas Pras, or anything, to say Borna Poshet, after eating and drinking something, so you say the shear Kedei Achilas Pras, that's the official shear the kolos harakuba, the amount of time that it takes, I'm drinking coffee. So I have to drink my shir, whatever the shir is. Let's say the Rambam says reviyah. So I have to drink my reviyahs. First day, achilas pras, pas, kritin, mesa, viecho, belitam. Well, no, maybe that's min hachinuch is meirer. Maybe that shir is only by shoya b'bayis hamanuga. Well, he's not eating anything. The guy's not eating anything. He walked into the house and he's there for a few minutes. And he walked out. He's not shoychev, he's not oichel, so we understand that the pasuk is labdavki. The labdavki shoychev, the labdavki oichel, what it means is he's shoychev, the achilas pas, pasichim, etc. But if he's drinking coffee, that means how long would it take him to drink a pras of coffee? Not how long would it take him to eat a pas kishim. He's not eating pas kishim. Or if it's even a machloek, that's the way Hashem's value. When you look in the Mishnah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, he quotes in the Chacham Sofer, and that's for the Orchot Chaim, by the Sefinke quotes all of the other sheeters. What is the shear for the Apilus Pras? For Yom HaKippurim, if you have a chayla mitzukah, then he has to eat onion kippur, so if he can avoid eating a kashir, so you recommend it should eat chokas mokas a kashir. The Gemara says in the end of Yom, achil mota kalakal tzili, try to have him violate, as less, the lesser of the rabbi, chot tashiri, no sas minasera. But it's still not an intercurrent, it's not the same as eating a shir sholet. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we try to seek to avoid eating chokas mokas a kashir. They have need a little bit less than a kosevet agasa, then he should wait till after the pras and eat a little bit again, less than a kosevet agasa, and wait again. So you have to know how long till after the pras. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chacham Sofer his exaggerated shear. His, what is it, 9 minutes? Quotes from the Chacham Sofer, says it's true, it's 9 minutes. That's all. And he doesn't quote anybody else. And the, so there it happens that it's a kubrick. And Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, it's a kubrick, that's a chayla mesukah, and if he can, should eat is less than the kosevet agasa, wait 9 minutes and have a little more, less than the kosevet agasa. What about Hilchos Pesach? So there the Mishnah Berurah was smart, he doesn't quote this from Pesach. What do you mean? You can eat a half a kezayis and then wait 8 minutes and then eat the other half kezayis as long as from the beginning of the beginning. And the end of the end, from the beginning to the end of the whole story, is less than 9 minutes is okay. That's wild, because the Rabbi Rachman said that some Pesach is way off. It's nowhere near 9 minutes. It's much less than 9 minutes. Chacham Sofer didn't test it. He didn't experiment and figure out that it was 9 minutes. He figured out it was 9 minutes based on a Shtikl Torah, based on a Tilfalah. The Gemara in Benam Adlikin, the Gemara says, a distance from the Harakamah to the Yam Kineret is this, and the amount of time it takes for this, and the time for this, and he multiplied and divided and he added, and he came out with 9 minutes. So the Macheshes and others disagree totally with the whole statement. They have a whole different statement. And a different sheet is Machesha says that it's also with calculations. It's 3.5 minutes, so they say more. They say, no, around 9 different sheets. So they go with seconds, with minutes, with seconds, with calculations, how long it takes. So that's the Ibn Hashinach and the Hashogah on the whole topic. He says they're all barking up the wrong tree. He says the whole Chesed is wrong. What do you mean? You're going to tell me what the shear is exactly was found. Ask the Chayla, what is he eating? What is he drinking? You have to measure each and every individual food. You can speak of the Achilles Pras as an absolute shear, an abstract shear, that's by Pas, Kis, and Mesa, Berich, or Belishton. By Nichnas, Lebayis, Hamanuk, and Vishayasham, so there he's not eating anything. So here you have to say, how long would it have taken if he would have? If he would have eaten Achilles Pras. You say, oh, if he would have, it would have been 9 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever. All the possibilities. But the Minchasino time is, he has it on Giran Asher. This is Giran Asher, the first Mr. Sakhita, where there's a din of Seth after the Shah. But he comments in the fact that the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev on Arachayim presents the Machloikis Achrayim regarding hot coffee. Whether the Shir of the Akhilas Pras is measured, how long would it take to drink hot coffee? Or you say, no, how long would it take to drink a Pras of cooled off coffee, room temperature coffee? You see, the Feirish that you're not measuring by pasta, you're measuring by the food, measuring by whatever individual food you happen to be eating. If you're eating a dry food, then it'll be the amount of time that it would eat. That would take you to eat that dry food. It's going to take longer. If you're eating a moist liquid, the liquids go down much faster than a solid. And dry solids take longer than moist solids. And then how thin a solid? There's a deal in Akhrenin. What if the person is very fit, everything does very fit. So what if he went to the Bais HaMenuga and he ate? And he ate a whole meal, and he ran out before the 9 minutes were up. He ate kedachilas, he ate a pras, but he gobbled it down so quickly. Then the Rishoi, Rashi says that there was a robber, there was a ganav who was a gangster, he was always running away from the police. So whenever he would steal something, he would cook his food quickly, he wouldn't wait until the Tavavushal called Sarka. Tomorrow we're talking about Michael Ben Rishoi. He would always broil his meat, he would always cook his food only either chatzi bishula or shlish bishula. He wouldn't cook it to the fullest extent. He would gobble it up quickly, and then he would run. He would always be on his way to make sure the police never catch up. So I basically always used to make a mistake. He always used to say, Michael Rebbe's destroyed. This would be a tanner. Michael Rebbe's destroyed. Rashi says he was a ganner. He's more called Michael Ben Guru Soy. He's gone. First name is Michael. Second name is Rishoy. Okay. So the, Achroi didn't have such a sophist. What if the seller went into the Bais HaMenuga, he was not showing a kidei achilas pras, but he ate the pras. He ate a whole meal. And he ran. Then the Rishoy gobbled down a whole meal and he ran away. Would he become, he certainly becomes son of the Shadows, but the Degodim Shalom would become Tamil. No. The Shadows doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Part of the process of Taharas HaMetzoro there's another, we didn't mention, there's another exception to the rule by the Metzora, but it's not in connection with the Karbonis. You're not permitted to shave off your payas, but to shave off your beard with a razor. And here the Metzora shaves off everything with a razor. Mishnah says in the Goyim, Shloisha, Tiglat, Shloisha. How does it say? There are three people who have a mitzvah tiglachas, and they have to fill a mitzvah tiglachas with a razor dust. The Metzora is one. And the Nazir doesn't shave his beard though. The Nazir only shaves the hair on top. The Nazir, he wants to be clean, while he's a Nazir, to be clean shaven and he can let his beard grow. And when he finishes the Naziris, if he wants, he can leave the beard and wants to be shaved the beard. The Nazir is only chal on the top of the head, not chal on the bottom. Only on, he does his rosh on the top. It's nice, it's something like that. But the Nazir has to shave off all the hair on his body. And the third one who does the Shloisha Tiklatan Mitzvah, and it's done with a razor, is the Levine. The Levim, in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, had to shave off all the hair. So Rashi gives the whole explanation, because they worship Tavid Azorah, and Tichay Mason, and the Torah of Shlomei. Wow, Rashi quotes there in Bamidbar, a whole A is equal to B, equal to C is equal to D, and therefore it's like the Masorah. But whatever, the Mishnah has that these three people need to glass. And the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamah talks about this. What kind are you talking? How does he shave off, how does he shave off his payas with a razor? Bahanitza Deraisa? So he said they're right, so the Pashup Shah said that it's a devil or tetris. It's an exception to the rule that the Torah requires. He does twice. There's a Tiglacha Tushan and Tiglacha Shnia. The Gilach is called Saroi, then Bahai Ramashri, Galach is called Saroi. Gemara has a Machlegi Tatanoim. So I think Gemara discusses it, whether the Gilach is Tushan and Tiglacha Shnia is identical, or there's a slight difference between them. That's exactly what he shaved. When he passed my lochas identity, he shaved off all the hair on his body. It's called Sarah's rosh of his cut of his gabbazain of his eyebrows. There's called Sarah. All the hair. All the hair on his body has to shave off twice. 7 days apart. Gemara has another suggestion. Maybe the only time there's an Issa HaKocha Sarosh is if you have the hair on top, and then you shave off the face over here, that's Lois HaKipu. He made a circle, like a lot of people, like Krishnaji, you walk in the street, you see they have hair over here, and they have mamish no face. So that's the HaKofa, they made a HaKofa, they went around. What if you shave off first all the hair on top, and all you have are the payas, like a chassidim, and then you shave off the payas? So Rama has one suggestion that's Mutta. HaKofa's color rush, Lakshma HaKofa, you didn't know HaKofa. HaKofa means, if by cutting off the payas, he makes the HaKofa, he makes it circular. But if he didn't make it circular, first he shaves off the hair on top. Maybe there's no issue. Is anybody going to shave his beard off? Shave off the beard with a razor is anyway anisa. Anyway, you have to come on to Esed Echolai Tashim. But the Gemara has a discussion by the Nazir. But the Nazir shaves off only the top, the Pasa Rosh, not the Pasa Zok, and Pasa Zok and Amal Olamak. So is the Nazir also based on Esed Echolai Tashim? Because it's like Esed Echolai Tashim. Shaving off the hair. Most of the shaving off the hair by a coin, is a light test of yesterday. You saw it's only a light test. Light that keep a pasos and so. A koyin shaving off his hair, pasos kadoshim, is a light test of yesterday. Doshim yield of the table. It says there, Kohanim are not allowed to shave their face, and it says in another place, Yisraelim are not allowed to shave their face. What does it say? There's nothing added over here. So the Gemara understands in Yevamah that the koyin was shaved his beard with a razor, shaving his face. Over another out there, of Doshim yield of the essay. And the coin eats chazer is not over on an essay of Kedoshim Yilal HaKeim, because it doesn't say it in this parsha. But the coin violates not Kedoshim Yilal, an emor, what am I talking about? Beginning of Parsha's emor, it says it shouldn't be Mitamel HaMeisim, it shouldn't shave his payas. Then it says Kedoshim Yilal HaKeim, Pasuk Vav, Kedoshim Yilal HaKeim in the beginning of Parsha's emor. So the Gemara says all of these prohibitions that are mentioned here, even including shaving the payas and the beard, which are not unique to Kohanim. Not to marry a grusha, I understand. And not to be Metamel HaMeisim, I understand. That's a unique issur that only applies to Kohanim. But even the other prohibitions of shaving the beard and the payas, with some issur to saratus, that's an issur for any Jewish person. It's another person that doesn't apply to anybody. Still, when the Kohen does it, he's in the right, and additionally, in violation of the yesir, Kedoshim Yilal HaKeim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a kohen is mizana with a nation sin, if a kohen does any avera, a kohen for hal shabbos, the Gemara says it is a bigger avera, because all this rabbi he holds in his chai kedushas he saves. A kohen has a higher level of kedusha, so whenever he does any avera, it's considered a bigger avera. But strictly speaking, mizana violation of the yesir, Kedoshim Yilal HaKeim, unless he violates one of the averas, they appear in the beginning of parshas and more. So that's what the Gemara has a discussion by a nadir kohen. Another Kohen, and he shaves off his hair, he shaves everything off. The Nazi, a Kohen who shaves with a razor is a Lysasa the essay. And ain't Esed Dekha Lysasa the essay. How can you say Esed Dekha Lysasa? What's going on? Let's say you have a Kohen who happens to be a Matorah. And he has to shave off the beard with a razor. So how can you say Esed Dekha Lysasa the essay? But if Mori is that Kashi, Mori gives a parent. The whole discussion. But then we want to have a discussion. Does it pose a problem by Nazir or not? Because Nazir doesn't cut the problem, only cut the top. Maybe if you say, I cut the color of Shlach Shmach Tavis, there's no problem. Gotcha. Shave first the top. Then he just cuts off the page with the razor, so there's no, he didn't even act on our cup. There's two Lashanis in the Gemara. Then the Gemara talks about the. More at the end of the second parish in Kedushin has discussions regarding the state Tziporim Chayis Tahoiris. In the beginning of the parasha, that Taharis HaMetzorah, Seder Taharis HaMetzorah. He has to take the Koyin seeds that the Negev Taharis disappeared. So he says he takes two state Tziporim Chayis Tahoiris, but he says there's things that love. He shecht one, there's a Tzipa HaShruta, and then there's a Tzipa HaMashulachas. Fine. So the Gemara, in the end of the second parish in Kedushin, has a list, it's wrong, Kiddushin is talking about Hilchos Kiddushin. If a man is Mekadosh in Isha, with the Suri Hanos, and the Mishnah says, Eina Mekadosh. Mekadosh Isha knows Eina Mekadosh. Mekadosh Hamas Pesach, and Isha knows Eina Mekadosh. So the Mishnah lists off a full list of only Suri Hanos. The end of the second marriage Kiddushin. So the Gemara goes into a whole dissertation, a side topic, a tangential topic. How do you know that all these things are also about Hanos? You have all kinds of things in Kiddushin. You have Hilchos Kiddushin plus Hilchos Suri Hanos. So the Gemara discusses like this, you have two psukim, one pasuk is marbe that in the earlier Seder, in Parsha Shmini, it says which are the non-kosher birds, and the Melu we know, called Tzipa Torah Techelu, and a Tzipa Tmei and Avari. So the Gemara is medayt from the psukim, there's another bird that you're not allowed to eat even though it's not on the list. And there's another bird that's kosher, there's another kosher bird, there's another trait of bird that are not mentioned. So the Gemara says, who is that? Oh, those are two birds over here. Where else do you have two birds? You have a Tzipa HaMashulachas and a Tzipa HaShchuto. So one of them is Osef HaNoah, and one of them is Mutter. The Gemara wants to know which is which. Which one is Osef HaNoah, which one is Mutter? The Gemara says, well, you should say the one he shechted it. Mutter. The one he sends off, that should be Osef HaNoah. No. The Gemara says, no, how can it be? The Torah is going to tell you to take the bird that's Osef HaNoah and send it out to Shilach HaPnei HaSodeh. Lo yom HaTorah Shalach L'Takola. That's how the Gemara argues at the end of the second parish in Kedushin. The Torah is not going to tell you that you send out a bird that's Osef HaNoah and then someone's going to catch that bird. It's a kosher bird. It's a trait of bird. It is a trade for bird, but no one's going to think that it's also the Hanor. Catch a trade for bird, you're about to get Hanor from it. So the Gemara argues it must be, since Hanor and Hosea said, Lo Yamatar Shalach, Lissakol, and so wouldn't tell me send off the Sifra Shlucha into the world, and someone's going to fall in, it's going to be a Mishra. So the Sifra is a Mishra. The Torah wouldn't tell me to do that, so it must be Bechrei HaFakir, that the Sifra HaShutra is also Hanor, the Sifra Mishulacha, is Mutaris Hanor. So here there's a whole literature in Achraim regarding this argument that the Gemara gave. What's the problem? There won't be any takala. Whoever goes bird hunting will be able to eat any bird he wants because Achiram Mahatra. The overwhelming majority of birds in the world are not from Tahara Samasera. Even the man that they had in Mitzrayim who are doing this ceremony of Tahara. The odds are a billion to one that you're not going to bump into the trait of bird. The trait of bird that's Osmano. So what's the problem? So some Achraim want to say, no, it's not that it will be a takola even if it's a nichshol. No, he'll be allowed to eat it based on Achram Mahatas. But it will be a mevatani for the chatchila. The violation of mevatani for the chatchila. The chatchila, what kind of a mevatani? There is a dispute in the Rishonim, but a mevatani for the chatchila is a nisa derais and a nisa derabonah. The rabbi's opinion is that a mevatani for the chatchila is a nisa derais, and in the Yeridea we pass him against the rabbi. We pass him that a mevatani for the chatchila is a rakis and a derabonah. According to the way these Achorim want to say, the Shlomelach has part of this discussion. According to the way they want to say, it should come out that the Gemara is saying that it's a Nisa Deraisa. The Gemara is proving that the Tzipa HaMishulachas must be the kosher one, and Tzipa HaShkut is the one that's also Manu. And the Echrech is, what it means is that Eim Avat Mishulachas. Want to give the cook a heart attack. You see, I'm pouring his milk into the chicken soup. I want to aggravate them. But that's only Nisa Derabonah. Now, it's a Nisa Deraisa by Nor's Dvarim to give the heart attack, to give the aggravation. But there's no Nisa Deraisa Mitzad Eim about the Nisa Mahatchila to show up with. Because it's going to blend in, it's going to disappear. It won't be nice Mitzad to get it. But if it's a Yavish, be Yavish. Let's say salami, kosher salami is expensive. Why do I have to always buy kosher salami? I'll buy. Like this, I'll buy two kosher salamis. No, I'll buy without labels on the wrapper. I'll buy two kosher salamis. I'll buy one non-kosher salami, no wrapper, or I'll leave out. I'll remove all the wrappers, exact same size. Then I'll mix them all up till I won't remember which is which. I'll go out for an hour. I'll come back. I won't remember which is which. Now I've got three kosher salamis. Now I'll go buy another two kosher salamis. Buy traces one, mix it up till I won't remember. So if you say, hey, Mavatanis Mahatchila is only the Rabbanan, you can save yourself a lot of money. So that's what a group of Achrayim wanted to say, that hey, Mavatanis Mahatchila by Yavi, be Yavi, that should be an Issa Deraisa. By Lach, Balach, Asmar Nasenet says that it's only the Rabbanan. We task him against the Raisa that it's only the Rabbanan. But by Yavi, be Yavi, should be the Raisa. So some wanted to argue that that's what the Gemara meant. Lo Yomater Shalach Le Takole, there's not going to be any Takole. There's not going to be any Takole later. But the Maisa Hashilua, should be a violation of the Eimavat and Yisrael. It's highly questionable whether this Shtikal Torah is right or wrong. That's called the Eimavat and Yisrael HaTzilah. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a marshal, Zach Raven say lahalacha like this, he used to give this marshal. Let's say, a dog and I have to give the dog some food. So the dog is not Jewish. He does not eat kosher food. I can give him the Vedas of trade and Vedas of Mutabano. Kosher Bechol was also on us. I can't even feed the dog. Vedas of Mutabano. So let's say I go to the A&T. Go to a non-kosher butcher shop and I ask him, give me some inferior quality, the cheapest meat that you have. I want to give my dog some meat. So I take some of the meat and I put it down for the dog. And then I happened to ask her, but say some leftover kosher meat, and it's coming to 9 days, and you can't eat the meat in the 9 days, and I'm not about to, I'm not prepared to make a steam. I'm good. Why should I throw it out? I'll give it to the girl. So let's say I put that on the plate. I put down the kosher meat that's left over, and I have a little non-kosher meat. And it happens that there are 2 pieces of kosher meat and 1 piece of non-kosher meat. Then I walk away and I come back an hour later, and I can't remember which is which. You say, I just violated Eim Ravata Mitzvah Hatzchi. No. So the Achronim says, that's not Eim Ravata Mitzvah Hatzchi. Eim Ravata Mitzvah Hatzchi is only if you intend to be nene from the Taruvis. But if you don't plan to eat it, if you plan to feed it to the dog, you could have all been the Vedas and Traces, and it would have been Buddha. But that's not the Inuvata. The Inuvata is only if you intend. The Achrayim all have like this. They don't give it always a Rechis Moshel with the door. Say it's only if you intend to use it, the terrorist would, the terrorist has it. But if you don't plan to use it, the terrorist has it, then clearly there's no violation of Inuvata in this market. So that's the shadow over here. The Shilach has such. The Shilach has, how does it say? Shilach has a Tiforach Ayoa, Pnei HaSodeh. He sends away the Sipor HaMeshulachas. His intention is, let's say the Sipor HaMeshulachas would be the one that thought about no. Is he trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes? Is he trying to get away with something? He's trying to be retired in the Tzaira. He doesn't care who uses the Sipor HaMeshulachas. Only God knows the Sipor HaMeshulachas. Let the Sipor HaMeshulachas live. Ameri Yasim Shalom, nobody should catch it. He's not interested in doing anything with the Sipor HaMeshulachas. No, but someone may happen to catch it later on, and he may happen to eat it. So that's a violation of the Eim Ravata Mitzvah Hatzchila Yovish B'Yovish. It wasn't Kavanasa of the Vatel. He wasn't interested in it. It's really a Shveri Gemara. It's really questionable. What exactly was the Gemara's Kavanah when they proved, yeah, Kol Tiba Torah Tachelu, Zos HaShalos Tos Onehem. Yeah, but remember that there's another kosher bird and another trace bird. We don't know which bird we're talking about. And Parsha Shemini, the Gemara says, oh, the two birds, the two more birds in the Chumash. And Parsha Mitzvah. And which is which? The Gemara says, maybe this way, maybe that. The Gemara says, no. Lo yamatar shalachu takola. It has to be that the tipa hashlucho is the muteret, and tipa hashchuto is the asturo. What is the heifer? What do you mean, lo yamatar shalachu takola? The guy who's going to eat it is not falling in, and I'm not violating any other. So why can't you say takher? Unless it just doesn't make any sense to say, you have a passage that says that there's a bird that talks about noah. Well, then what do you do with it? You don't have it. So what's the tachlis of saying that it's also about no? I mean, if you'll eat it before you'll send it away. You want to eat it, and then it before you send it away. So before you send it away, anyway, you'll be in violation of the mitzvah of sending it away. So is that what it means? So what's levatar shalach l'takolo? That's not what the wording of the Gemara was, though. The Gemara should have said, v'yomar teira sifar asur b'ano l'vatolo. The Torah is not going to tell me that there's a sifar that's also about no. That's not what Gela Dina is. It goes back into the jungle. So what? That's not what it sounds to the Gemara. Unclear exactly what the Gemara is driving at. There's a famous Shigul Perek from Ablevi Yitzchak Baditshava on this week's Sedra. It's a shaila if he's right or wrong. It's a charifah. He put together 2 days and places. And the pasuk is Tivah Kohen Shachata Tatzipar Hayachot. Al klicheres amayim chayim. Who does the shechita? Does the shechita have to be done by a kohen, or can it be done by a zar? So normally in korbanos the din is shechita k'sher of the zar. The Gemara says why? Because shechita lava avodah. So what about over here? Tzipa hakar mishachet hatzipa hayechot. So in the Yalkut Shemayni, they quote the machlokes hatanan between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. But the shechita tzipor hashchuto has to be done dafke by a kohen, or can be done by a zar. So there is a sefer called Meloh HaRoi. Anybody ever see the Meloh HaRoi? There are two svarim. The two svarim, there's a keset nichra and there's a Meloh HaRoi. In Europe, in Hungary, there were certain yeshivas who used to learn sugis. Instead of learning like we do, learn that state, and that people that don't, you learn straight in order. Generally speaking, they would learn sugis. So the yeshiva is learning Breire this month. So they learn the sugi in Yulin, and the sugi in Gittin, and the sugi in Tamura, and all the sugis in Erevin, all the sugis have to do with Breire. They'd be flying all over Shem. Then the next week you learn the sugi last Machbeth, and so on. So you're learning the sugis, so you need to learn If you're learning Daf al Daf, you have to say Tanu Mitzvah. If you're learning Sugi, you need to learn to give you all the Maram Kaimis for the Sugi. So there were two classics that they used to use. There were more. There's a Maloy Arayim and a Kesef Zichra. They're both arranged alphabetically. Maloy Arayim and Kesef Zichra. The Kesef Zichra, they reprinted all that. So anyone who's interested, they are useful parts. So the Kesef Zichra just has like this. He just has alphabetically arranged, not all the Sugis, the major Sugis. And what does he quote? He quotes Gemara, Rashi, relevant Tosfos, Rambam, Lecha Mishnah, Mishma Melech, Merkevet HaMishnah. That's what he quotes, tiny letters. The Rambam is a tiny letter. The Gemara is bigger letters, the Rambam is a tiny. In case you want to have Spheres and Rambam, in case you want to have Kashi Gemara, he presents that you really learn all the things just by using the Kesef Nishkolon. The Meloya Rambam is an anonymous, he doesn't quote Sugyas. He tells you, he has all the topics arranged like an encyclopedia, he has the names of the Sugyas alphabetically arranged, Rei, Reas, Machte, whatever. And then he'll tell you the Shitas Tanoim, Shitas Amoraim, Shitas Rishon. He'll tell you, Rabbi Kiva holds like this, they're not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon holds like that, they're not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer holds like that, because there's a Kasha here, and a Hefre, and it's important to know this in case you want to make a Lishitosa, in case you want to make a Kasha. And then he says, and the Rambam holds like this because he said so, and Tosfos holds like that because he said so, and Rashi holds like that because he said that, and that means that, and that means that, and therefore means that. So that's the valuable statement. So this is the only place that it's quoted. And this Maloha Roim, the Maloha Roim appears in the back of all the Gemara. See, I say Oris on Shas. This is a great one. He has the Oris on the Sistis. And then he has the Sainis. But this Sefer, Maloha Roim, that's a separate Sefer where he has the Sugis arranged alphabetically. So the Maloha Roim under Shechita Loitman HaTorah. So he has a Shechita Torah. He heard in the name of Ablazi Yitzchak Baditshever, the famous Hasidah Sherebbe. Ablazi Yitzchak Baditshever was on the Chutn of the Balatani. There's a letter to him at the end of the Tanya. I think his son died. I think his son was married to the Baal Tanya's daughter or something. So the Lady Yitzchak son died, so he was sent to an Egeret Tankumen. So Lady Yitzchak Baditshever said Ali Shitosai over here. This is a Machlokes Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Yalkut Shimoni, where the Shechita, Hasdiba, Hashuta has to be done by a Kohen, has to be done by a Zar. And anyone who learned Chulin will certainly remember that at the end of the first parak there is a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, the same people, as to whether shechita oyus is min haTorah mid Rabbanan. Yesh shechita lo min haTorah, ein shechita lo min haTorah. What do you mean ein shechita lo min haTorah? You mean you can buy chickens in the A&P? So how could it be an institution nivlo toitoha mitam ya beis abliya? If ein shechita lo min haTorah, how can you speak about nivlo toitoha? The place explains, no, why the Nivlotoi is also? The Rabbanu Shalom gave it to you that you're not allowed to eat Lotoi called the Veilo. You're not permitted to eat whether Nivlotoi or Nivlotoi or Nivlotoi. Why do you need Shechita? Shechita is whether all the Hilchot Shechita are the Raisa or any Nechira Simona Min HaTzav or is sufficient Min HaTzav. That's what Tosfos writes in Chulin, that's called from the Aleph on the bottom. He was according to the Tanoim, the Ein Shechita Lotoi Min HaTzav, but Meisim Me'elah is certainly also. Or if you shoot it, or if you electrocute it, and you kill it in any fashion other than the chira simone, and that's certainly also. The shayla is though, if I take a saw and I cut off the chicken's neck, the saw doesn't correspond. It has tegimah. The saw is not smooth. It has a jagged edge. That's no good for shechita zayim. You can't use the saw. Maybe for shechita zayim, maybe min haTorah that's good enough. And the whole requirement that all the hilchos shechita from the behema apply to it is well, maybe that's only rabbah. So that's the machlokes haTanoim. And Machlokes HaRishonim, the Maharam Gutenberg passes like that. Ein Shechita Lo Min HaTorah. The Rosh at the end of the human quotes that the Maharam Gutenberg held halacha lemaisa Ein Shechita Lo Min HaTorah. And in Yeredei, his opinion has been rejected. He's been outvoted by the overwhelming majority of the other Rishonim. They all that we hold that Mikra Adin Shechita Seifus is Min HaTorah. Tov Lachamish Lo Chashchita. The Rav Leidi Yitzchak Baditshever made all the Shitosa. How do they make it? What is the connection? And what is Mayim Shmita Eitzel HaSinus? They made all the Shitosa again. Tosfos discusses in different places, why does the Gemara say Shechita Lav Avodi? So Tosfos says Shechita Lav Avodi because you have Shechita by Behemoth Chulin also. Avodi means Kabbalat Adam, Halachas Adam, Zikas Adam, it's an Avodah Sakabon. Shechita is a Behemoth, an Avodah. You have a year a day in America we share. There's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Kavanah. It's actually said that Shechita is an Avreda. If it has a parallel, the exact same Shechita is observed by Chulin. That doesn't make sense that it should be an Avreda. That's what Tosfos says. And Shechita Lav Avreda here is what the Gemara says is the reason why Shechita Ksher Bizar. Rav Levi Yitzchak Breditschever is quoted as saying, if they quoted him correctly, he said, Al Charifus, the question is whether they're gehalten or not. So he said, here should be l'shitosam, the Tana who holds that ein shchita la'oif min ha'toyra, that any nechira simon would be acceptable. But when you come to this pasuk hey, in the beginning of Parshas Mitzrayim, it says the people kind of shochet as atzipo echot. It says shochet. There's no two ways about it. It says the fair is for shochet. Here you certainly need shchita. So the question is, well, what would be if you want to eat a chicken in New York? We're not sure if you need shchita on the shchira sufficient. If you hold the shchira sufficient, ain't shchita lost in our Torah. Here the Torah says you need to upkeep the shochet. But then it's an avodah, because it doesn't have a kayotze bo b'chulet. It doesn't have a parallel. So if it's an avodah, then avodah, you need a kayot. But if you hold yesh chitolot ben atayro, so then v'shoch, because people who echo it as a regular din, it has a parallel of b'chulet, so then chitolot avodah is, and the mele of the chitolot is k'sher v'zat. That's his charisus. The question is, ver zot tazoy, it's not a korban. The tzipa the shtei tziporim. It's not a korban. You're not korbanah. What in the world does it have to do with an avodah? No one knows what he's talking about. What in the world does it have to do with an avodah? Like Egla Rufa is not a korban either. So again, Egla Rufa is also banah. Tzipa Hashchuta is also banah. It's also banah because it's a korban. It has nothing to do with a korban. He's not near the Beit HaMikdash. What has it got to do with the Kohen? No one knows what he's talking about. It's a beautiful Mishitah, but the question is it Rosh Yahweh? It happens to be the two Tanaim correspond. It's a good way to remember it. You just have to remember at least what one of them said. I forgot already. I just know it's Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael. But I forgot which way they say. But the Vishitasra is Eisgehalm, it's a good way to remember. The Shabbos is the correct or not. At the end of the Sedra, you have all of the other dinim. You have the beginning is Taharas HaMetzorah, then you have Taraz Batim. And at the end of the Seder, you have all of the other dinim of Tumas HaOdom. You have Zab, you have Zodo, you have Nido, you have Valkeri, Shechazera, all of the various dinim. So it's within Ksubas Dafayin Bey, it has a famous Kasha. But there's a lot of literature on the part of the Sofa law, Shivat Yamin. The Zohar has to have Sira Shivnikim, but by the Zav it says the Sofa law, Shivat Yamin with the Taharot, but the Zav has to have Sira Shivnikim. The Raman HaChumash writes that the Chachamim had a tradition that was starting Lachem and Lachas HaShadro, that the mitzvah of Sfira Toimer, every day you have to count and you say a bracha, you say Hayom Yom Echad Goyama, Goyama, Hayom Shneyam Goyama. And over here they had a tradition of Sofra Loi, of the Sofra Loi just means you wait. It's not a mitzvah of Sfira with a bracha, with an Amira, Hayom Yom Rishon and so on. And by Shnois HaShmita, the Hayom, the beginning of Parshas Behar, the Pasuk says, was starting Lachem, so the Ramban is mesupik, whether there it means really a mitzvah sphira, that there's no gadol should count for the bracha and say this is the first year, this is the second year, and so on, or just means the same as the zav and the zavo, because the word v'sofra law has a different meaning in a different case. Sometimes it's a mitzvah sphira, sometimes it just means lahamtin v'lishmar, and here is mesupik. The Savart al-Lachah is mesupik. The Taisus in Stuvah's Dafayin Beis asks, this is a Kashadim Taimar, why doesn't the Zovo say a bracha every day of the Shidimikim when she's counting? The Chamitzvah, the Sofalo, or the Zav should say a bracha every day when he counts, the Sofalo. We never found anywhere that he can say a bracha. The Taisus says, because we are afraid, Shema Tira B'Tistar. She may make a bedikah in the morning, she'll make a bedikah the first couple of days and it'll turn out toho, but then they'll have dam, or the zav will have a riyaz keri or a riyaz ziv or whatever. And that'll be tzeis for that day, or tzeis for all the days, and you have to start all over again. If the zav has a riyaz ziv, then it's tzeis for everything. If the zav has a riyaz keri, then it's tzeis for osa yom. It's not tzeis for the previous day, it's tzeis for osa yom. So because there's a possibility that it may turn out to have this kira, the mafreya, it'll be yoker everything, or yoker that day, so after you say a bracha, it's not suffer bracha lahavah. It may turn out to be a bracha lahavah. So the Shonara Kodesh was Madaik on the side of the Gemara in Sukkot Zafayin Beis, Amud Aleph, where that little place disappears, the Tzofa Lo, so they put in brackets, you should look in the Shalom that he has a comment on that place. So the Shalom has a famous comment that the Tzofa quotes in Yeruday and Hilchot Nidah, that the Tzofa only asked, gave an answer why you don't say a bracha, because it may turn out to be a bracha lahavah. But everything else is the same as Sfira Sayyama. So just like that Sfira Sayyama, every day you have to say Hayom Yamechad Vayoma, Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'omer. So too by the Zava, by the Zav, every day you have to say Hayom Yam Rishon, Hayom Yamechad Lushivinikin, Hayom Shnei Yom Lushivinikin. They shouldn't say a bracha because it may turn out to be Tayyip and Matreya, but they should do the Sfira of the Pet. Everything is the same as Sfira Sayyama except for the bracha because Safik Bracha Kalam. That's how the Shalom says. So the Tishrei Tshuva and Hilchot Nidah quotes from the Narib Yehuda, who says that the Shalom was such a holy tzaddik, he loved doing mitzvah so much, he was never satisfied with all the mitzvahs that he had. He quotes the Medrash as a comment on the Pasuk in Kohelet, Oiv kesef lo yizba kesef, the person who loves money will never be satisfied with as much money as he has. The Medrash says, on that Pasuk, Oiv mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs, the person who loves to do mitzvahs will never be satisfied with all the mitzvahs that he has, he'll always be yearning to get some additional mitzvahs. So since the Shalom invented a new mitzvah that never existed, there is no such mitzvah. He says he misread the Pasuk. The Tzofa never meant to say like that, it's not true. The Rabbi Nachumi says, the Tzofa Loi, and the Tzofa Loi by the Zav and the Zav, does not mean that it's a mitzvah to count. All it means is that you make the bedikas. That you make the bedikas in order to know that the Yomim Anikim. I said, well, the Tzofa is kasher, that it should be like Sfira Sa'imer, you should say a bracha. No. The Rav Soloveitchik said, that was a kasher. Oivel Asiyasim, right before the Zav is about to make the bedikas, so she should say a bracha, shekir shana b'tesos b'sulano, asmira shivinikim, and then make the bedikah and then look at it and see that it's naki. That's the place that said no. It may turn out that it won't be naki. It may turn out that it won't be naki. But not that place that meant it. You have to have fear of the pet. No, nobody ever dreamt of such a thing. That's how the Achranim all the time. That if Yehuda, the other Achranim all the time, that they never heard of such a practice, and the Shalom is wrong. How to read the Sof Aloi or the Sof Rolo. First it says, the Rochas Bamayim is called the Soroi. The Gemara says, why does it say S? The very beginning of Sukkot says, Dalit, why does it say S? S, Hatofel Lip Soroi. As a top of the Psalm is Narva, that not only should the person be tabled in his body in the mikvah, but the person has long hair. You have to be tabled all of the hair under the water of the mikvah as well. As a top of the Psalm, that refers to the Seyon. That's the mocker for that thing. And the Rambam has a machloikis with the Goyim. He quotes the Goyim and he says that they're wrong. The Goyim's opinion was that the Abba Chatzik, as I say, the hair is absolutely filthy. Stuck with mud on all the hair. So the tummy went into the mikvah, came out of the mikvah, and the mud is still there. Solid, stuck mud, glue, something on the hair. So absolutely a chatzitza. So the Goyim say, the tefillah is no good. Because the rubay hamakpid, the majority of the hair is full of glue, and a normal person would, under normal circumstances, want to take off the glue. Just now they're in a rush. So that rubay hamakpid is a chatzitza, they're right. So the Rambam says, what do you mean? You don't treat the hair as a separate unit. The hair is part of the body. The Pasuk is Megala. The Rachat S called the Sarah Bamayim. S on top of the Psar. That's there. It's like a chelik of the group. That you need tefillah on everything altogether. So you have to determine whether it's Rubai or Makbid, considering the hair with the rest of the surface of the body. Everything altogether. Not just the hair as a separate unit. So that's what the Rambam quotes the Goyim, and he disagrees. He thinks that it's incorrect. And then there's a machloikis harishonim, how to understand the shitas hagoinim. The Meiri, if I'm not mistaken, the Meiri in the beginning of Eridim, that same Gemara appears. The Gemara has a comment on the pasuk, Eric Deacon started together to take a dream, and Eric Day Shem and Rosh. The Gemara has a comment in the beginning of the Erev, been around Avdal, the beginning of Sukkah around Avdal. They got brought to Golta probably. The Gemara says, Kol Ani Prazer, but Nemar Elo Nishur. Every phrase in the Pasuk is phrasing Shevach Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is a halachic land, a halachic country, that all of the Teres that grow are used to get Shiurei Teres. Eretz Chita, or the Redinim, there are Shiurim that depend on Chita, that Kazayis, Sefer de Achilos Pras, that Pras, Pas, Chita, is more important. Eretz Chita, Teres, a Shiur Teseira, Sheretz and Matami Teseira, there's a Shiur Teseira. The Tefillin has to be, the Ritzuta, the Tefillin has to be the width of the Seira. Eretz Chita, Seira, Gefen, the Shiurim of that are based on Yayin, Gefen, Tena, Rima, Zayas, Kazayis, all the different shiurim. So the Gemara has a discussion there about the Shvila Menichah in the context, in that context. So the Meiri, in the beginning of Maseches Erevin, quotes also the Shita Sagainer about Chatita Neseor, and he understands the Gainer as having said that not only do you treat the Seor as a separate unit, but that you treat every acre of the body as a separate unit. So this part of the finger is a separate unit, and the second part is a separate acre. So the Mishnah in Aholus lifts up the Ramachi Varim. So the Mishnah says every finger has three parts to it. This is one acre, of course, the Gidmah Tamas, another acre, another acre, another acre, another acre. So let's say you have an arm. The arm goes from the wrist to the elbow. That's one acre. So if you have, let's say, a big ink stain on the arm, and you mocked it about it, but the Natura that wouldn't be a chatzitza, even according to the Goyin, according to the Rambam, of course not. It's only a meal. It wouldn't be a chatzitza in Rambam, it wouldn't be a chatzitza in Natura. According to the Goyin, it wouldn't be a chatzitza, even though you would treat, according to the meal, you would treat this Eber as a separate unit, because it's not even the right of the arm. But if you would have that same size ink blotch on the tip of the pinky, that would cover the whole tip of the pinky. But you don't, the Rubai and the Utah is all judged by each and every individual labor. So the Miri writes, and this explains why the Minig B'nai Yisroel was, and the Yeridele quote, the Minig is that the women are makan on every chatzit, anywhere in the body, and they scrape off all everything. They scrape, what are they so medactic about? Yeah, it's only a chatzit, Menatar has to be Rubai, who makan? The Rabban either Rubai alone or makan alone. But if it's a Mir, then it's Eidam makan. There's nothing to worry about. How come they're always medactic to take off? So he says it must be that the minig is based on the Shita Sagainim. The Gainim have not only treat the Seir as a separate entity, he treat every Aver as a separate unit. But it's only the Seir. Only the Seir. Others say the Gainim only meant the Seir, not the rest of the body. They hold the Seir is not like this Miri, but the Miri understood it otherwise. But he says that's why, because if you have this Miut blotch of ink on the arm, on this long bone, if that blotch of ink would have been over here, that would have been a Rubai. It would have been a Kula, it would have been a Rubai. You have to go tell a woman, you have to judge each and every individual labor, is a group of the every, is it not a group of the every, because the woman says, leave me alone already, let me just remove all the chatzitzas on practice. So Miri writes, that was the source of the Minig B'nai Yisrael, that the medactic to remove all of the chatzitzas. In our Torah, there are two different dinim, there's a din of a nizah and a din of a zovo. And the Zovah needs Shivan Akim and needs a korban at the end. The Nida does not need Shivan Akim, just needs 7 days. She does not need any korban at the end. There are other differences. The Zovah, Tavelas Bayom, you can say Mikzayam Kikula and the Lezem and Atara, she can be Tavel in the morning of the seventh day. The Rabbanan they made Exeranat, and the Nida and Atara cannot be Tavel until a night after the seventh day. And with Manazer, the Gemara made all kinds of chumras. Rebbe made a takana that you treat all the women as a suffix, need a suffix, and later there was Amar Abzer, and I saw Smira Alatsan, there was a later Chumra added on to the Maharshoah, in the end of Nida, if I'm not mistaken, the Maharshoah, on the last piece of Gemara in Nida, has a comment, where he points out that we won't be able to observe all of these Chumras. For the Moisa Mashiach, you have to know whether the woman is a Nida or a Zavah. They should bring a carpet, they should not bring a carpet, you can't bring Chulun Azor. So if you're going to tell all the women, mach my hair. So what, they're all going to bring korbanos? You can't bring it. It's not bov and ezer and zovah. So I think the Maharsha writes like that. The Moshe HaMashiach, he interprets that the Gemara says that. He claims that the Gemara says that at the end of Nagarta, at the close of Masechet Nida, he claims that's the remnant of that Gemara, that all of these chumras of Rav Zeirin, the chumra of Rebbe, only apply up until the third day Samigdash will be good. third Beit HaMikdash, we won't be able to observe all the Chumash. You have a din of Mikdash HaYom Kekuloi, that an Ovel doesn't have to observe Avelis the full 7 days of Shiva, or the full 30 days of Shloisha. Once he enters into the beginning of the seventh day, he enters into the beginning of the 30th day, then you say Mikdash HaYom Kekuloi. And the source of that din is also this week's Seder. In the end of the Seder, in Pasuk Chof Ches, in Tohar HaMizor, in Tohar HaShivas Yomim, the Achar Titor. What is the word, the Achar Titor? The Tohar HaShivas Yomim, the Rachs of Amayim is called Sor, the Titor. What do you mean, the Achar? It says, the Tohar HaShivas Yomim, obviously, after the 7 days are up, then the Titor. The Gemara says, the word, the Achar Titor means Achar Maise Titor, which is one the end of Nida. When it comes the seventh day, if she'll do a bedikah in the morning of the seventh day, then she can be toivel on that day. She doesn't have to wait till the completion of the 7 days. If she doesn't do a bedikah on the seventh day, let's say she didn't bedikah the first 6 days. And if the machlokes in the Gemara with a nitchi loss on this side comes, so let's say it's a shaila we pass and also on Yeridah, the chatchila, the zav is supposed to make bedikahs every day of shivanikim. But what if she didn't? She only made bedikah 6 days. So according to one opinion in the Gemara, according to some group of Rishonim, that would be sufficient for the Yevet. But then, for sure, she couldn't be tovel on the seventh day in HaTorah. Because you can't say mikzeh kakula, you have to have davke ha-maisa. But if she does a bedikah on the seventh day and turns out that it's naki, then the pasuk says, the achat titar, achat maisa titar, she'll be, if she'll do a bedikah, do a maisa, do some nihu on the last day, then it'll be, then you'll be able to say mikzeh sayoyim kakula. More comments in Shavuot on the pasuk. The Hidartim is B'nei Yisrael Mituma Sam. The Hidartim means the Hifrashtim. The Targum Unklitz writes the Stachrishon, the Zirechov. Rashi quotes Loshon Prisha, Loshon Hafrasha. In Bein the Zirecha, she Hifrashtim in Hidartim Liatzmacha. The Hidartim is B'nei Yisrael Mituma Sam, and this is in conjunction with Nida and Zavo, that the people should be moved over him from violating these dinim. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara in the beginning of Shavuot has a few lines about Hilchas Nida. I don't have too much, but that's where the Rit has all the Hilchas Nida in Shavuot, because of that Gemara. So the Gemara has a comment. He's asking the Tzimtzum to Masam that the Torah required of us that we should observe Prisha. Prisha means when a woman has a vetus and she knows when she's expecting to have dam, so she's not permitted to be with her husband that day. That's the mocker of the dim, is the Hizartim is Nayitam Tumas. Now that Gemara, most of the Rishonim comment that it's only an Asmachtim in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara in Nida has a dispute in the second parak of Nida whether Vestus is deraisa, Vestus is lav deraisa. The institution of Vestus, that if a woman has a Vestus Kavua, we know that she's going to have the Riyah on that day, is that really a good, for the last 50 years, she had a Riyah on that day, that minute, that hour. For the last 50 years, she had like that. So do we have the right to assume that it's going to happen again? The one opinion of Gemara is, sure, 50 years in a row, we assume that it's going to continue next month. And we paskin not so. Just because it happened for 50 years doesn't mean it's going to continue. Why not? The Hapella, that's what the Chazanish tries to figure out. Why should it not be so? So he claims that there's so many other outside factors, the weather and aggravation and all kinds of things. So who knows? That's why the Shvaka Chazot. Whatever. We talk to Allah that the best is love their right. One could say that if they had for 50 years, maybe then it is their right. Maybe it just means the woman had for 1 year, for 2 years. Maybe then it's something. I don't know. Chazanish assumes that Vestus is never their right. So that's the, so on the assumption that we pass the Vestus is love their right in the context of the Gemara. The whole din of Vestus is only the Rabbanon. So what about the din of Prisha the Yom HaVest? The whole din of Vestus is only the Rabbanon. So the din of Prisha is also only the Rabbanon. So that's what some say. No, the Chassam Sofer quotes in his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, not so. That the Vestus love their rice, but Prisha is it in their rice. This aspect of Vestus is their rice. Rav Chaim has in his Sefer, he points out, the Sefer Allah Raman points out that even though Vestus love their rice, it doesn't mean that the whole institution of Vestus is love their rice. You cannot predict in advance that the woman is going to have a real star, and you cannot assume after the Yom HaVestus came, and she doesn't know one way or the other, you cannot declare that she certainly must have had her real. That's what it means, Vestus Lam Deraisa. You cannot predict in advance, and you can't say in certainty, Lahar Yom, that she had it. But that is the Yom HaVestus Min HaTorah, that for sure. Rav Chaim says it's the same as Shor HaMuad. Shor HaMuad is Nogeach three times. So can you predict that he's going to be Nogeach a fourth time? No. And if the Shor HaMuad meets up with the person and you don't know what happened. Can you say, Racha Ramaisa, oh, he must have killed us because he killed the first three guys, he must have killed the fourth guy. No, you can't tell. But if he killed the fourth guy, they say, aha, it fits into the pattern because he killed three people before. Now he killed the fourth one. I say it fits into the pattern. So there is an institution of a Shoah Muad that it pays me as a Shoah and it pays me an Aliyah. It's Chayef Kaifa. There are differences. Rav Chaim points out in the Rambam, and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky also has this in his Sefer on the Sefer. He has a lot of things that he do of a shame Rav Chaim, that he claims he was Machadish independently. People used to scream at him. He used to say all the Chidushim that were Yadu of a shame Rav Chaim. He used to say he was Machadish at the same time as Rav Chaim. He has it in his one. So this one he also has in his Biran at the Sef Tani, the Chazon Yechaz Ezezol. He shows from the Rambam that the institution of Esther certainly is there, right? So the Rambam quotes it, it plays a role in the Dinam of Yiralaf Yom Shvei Nidil and Nidil is relevant. Just the halacha is that you don't assume that you can predict in advance, you don't assume that after the day has passed by that she's Vada and Nidil. But that the Yom is the Yom of Esther for sure. So once you say like that the Yom of Esther does have a halachic significance on the level of the Raisa, so then Rav Nos Nadler is quoted by his Talmud by the Chassam. So if you're saying that Prisha on the Yom HaBeset is in the Raisa. And then he quotes that he found the Chassam. So he says that he found that there are all rites like that in the Derek Abayis. Derek Abayis is the comment on the Raz B'Storis Abayis. So there are all rites like that. That even HaBeset is not the Raisa, but Prisha is the Raisa. The Pesach Shuv and Hilchas Nidah quotes all of this. On the Siman on Vesta. A comment in Gittin on the pasuk of the Zohar Yishik Yod and Zohar Dom and Yomim Rabin. So the Gemara says Yomim Mishnayim, Miyud Rabin Mishnayim. And when it says Rabin, it means Shloisha. So the Gemara says, oh, here you see that the word Rabin has the connotation of Shloisha. It's a very strange drasha. If it says Yomim, so a Yomim has to mean a minimum of two. Then it says the word Yomim Rabin. Has to mean more than two, so it means three. So in this pasuk it means three. So the Gemara in the middle of Gittin, Perek HaShleif says, no, you see in this drasha that the word Rabim always has the connotation of Shloisha, and this is Negel Lalacha and other areas of Halacha. So the Marshal, the Minchas Sinach has, there's a difference between a Mesis and a Medea. The Dinim are different in Shmistan, different detail Halacha. They both are referring to individuals who are convincing other people to worship of the Zohar. But a Mesis is a Mesis with a Yachid, and a Meidiach is a Meidiach as a Rabbi. So he wants to know how many people constitute a Rabbi. How many people have to try to convince all the Basachas, the Maimerecha, that it should be considered a Rabbi. So he refers it to this Gemara, that it seems that it's Shloisha B'nei Adam. Shloisha. We have other dinim like that. Neder Aldas Rabbi. Neder Shuhud of Barab, Neder Aldas Rabbi. So the Gemara then didn't have a Machlech, but it's 3 or 10. I think I'm pretty sure we passed the 3. But the rabbin is three people. Or for example, this is taka important in arm and arm in Bav Metzia. Kana Miyodai, the Gemara talks Kana Miyodai, so the Ramah quotes La Allah in the name of the Baruch Chai on Bav Metzia. The only time you need Kana Miyodai, the only time you need a Maisa Kenyan is if it's a Kenyan to a Yochid. But if it's a Kenyan to the rabbin, then the rabbin is kind of without any need for a Maisa Kenyan. Let's say I declare, I want to give my mansion I own, property, I want to give it away to the municipality, I want to give it to the United States government. So the government is a rabbi, so the government is kind of, the Chazanish writes like that, the government is kind of believe my sekinyan. A rabbi is kind of without any my sekinyan. So what if I want to give it to a group of people, a community? Also, rabbi, how many people do you have to have? A partnership. There's a partnership of five people. So are they kind of without a my sekinyan? So the Mordechai says yes, the Ramah was Mordechai, three people. If you have three people, it's called a rabbin, and call it a rukul, and rabbin is coin without a maisa kinyan. Special din of rabbin. Okay. So all masechas needed deals with all these dinim of mishka v'moishav and medris and hesed and tumah l'mafrei and stiras, all kinds of halachas. But not all the dinim are there in needed. Some of them are megillah. There's one din of megillah that chesed doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. And that's stira l'mafrei. So every din appears somewhere, every topic in halacha has a din that appears shalom and kai myself. Okay.